We're up to Simon Tofresh, Tzadik Aleph, and we're going to be learning Hilchas Ksivas HaMegillah V'Tfirosa. Sif Aleph, En Koisvin HaMegillah Elo B'Dyoy. These are the lochas all with regards to the actual Megillah. Not the reading of the Megillah, but the actual Megillah. En Koisvin HaMegillah Elo B'Dyoy. You can only be Yotze. A Megillah is only considered a kosher Megillah if it was written with Dyoy. Halachic. What's halachically considered an ink. Not everything is considered halachically an ink. But only with joy. Says, this is defined exactly and qualified in Siman Lamed Beis, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotan Aleph. En koisvin ha-megillah al bedyoy, al ha-gvil. Gvil is also a type of the klaf. Oy al ha-klaf. So it has to be written on gvil or klaf with joy, with ink. Kesef ha-toyer, like kesef ha-toyer. Im kosvo b'mei ha-fotzim, they can count them, ksher, if the Megillah was written with mei ha-fotzim, they can count them, which is watered down, ink, that's kosher too. However, kosvo b'shamin etzivoynim, if it was written with any other types of ink or colors, then it's possible, the Megillah will be possible. V'tzricha sirtut, the Megillah needs sirtut. Sirtut are the lines which are written in the Sefer Torah. We know that English, Latin letters are written on top of a line. We have lines, and on top of that we write the letters. Lashon HaKodesh doesn't really work that way. Lashon HaKodesh is, you have got lines, and we write underneath it. It's always the Sefer Torah writing is always on the starting point is on top, and you go down. Think about the ches, think about the vav and a yud. Think about all the letters. They start on top. So in the starting, but the line is called the sirtut, which is literally scratched, engraved in the klaf, and it needs a sirtut. The Sefer Torah needs a sirtut. If it doesn't have sirtut, it's possible. Which means that even if you write very, very straight lines, it's still possible because you need the halacha is tzricha sirtut. And same applies to a Megillah as well. Tzricha sirtut, says the Shulchan Aruch, k'toyra atzmo, like the actual Torah. Ve'ein ha'oyer shelo, tzorich la'abed lishmo, when you've got the leather, the skin of the animal, you don't have to be ma'abed, you don't have to process it to make it into a klaf. You don't have to do that with the intention of making a Megillah. You can, if it's processed, manufactured without intention that it's going to end up being a klaf, it's still kosher. So, tzrich, eina oyer shelo, tzrich la'abed lishmo, it doesn't have to be done lishmo. V'yesh oyem shetzorich ibed lishmo, but some say that it needs to be done with intention of lishmo. And this is how we pasken. This is how we pasken. Save base. Hoy sok suval anio. If it was written on a paper, or written on leather. Imagine that. This Megillah was written on a paper, on a regular standard paper, or it was written on oil she'enum ubot, on leather. It's possible. It has to be written on klaf. Oil she'kos va'akum, or if it was written by a goy, or by an apikoyres psulo, it's possible. Now the question that we have to address at this point is, what about a woman? And what about a cotton? A woman. So the argument surely would be with regards to a woman is that she is obligated in Shmiras HaMegillah. So if she's obligated in Shmiras, she's part of the mitzvah. Well, if she's part of the mitzvah, then one could argue that maybe she can fulfill the mitzvah. She can fulfill the mitzvah. So, you know, maybe she's part of, she can write the Megillah. Maybe she's a Megillah written by a woman. Maybe it's kosher. So that would be the argument. And interestingly, the Mefarshim, the Achronim bring from Reb David Oppenheim asked about his own daughter. Reb David Oppenheim's daughter, who was very skillful. She had very beautiful handwriting, and not only beautiful handwriting, but she was very skillful in writing Stam, Sapphos, and she was able to write. And she was able to write a Megillah, and she wrote a Megillah, and her father wanted to use it. Reb David Oppenheim, one of the early Achronim, he wanted to use that Megillah. But the consensus of the poskim was that he asked around, and the consensus of the poskim was that he can't use it. And this, in fact, is Taka mentioned in the Shari Tshuva over here, in Sifkotan, before Sifkotan Beis. In Ksivas Isha, the Ksherole Elixis in Vinim Uksuvim, he says that he brings a Soma Matia. But the consensus of the poskim is that you can't. And this is lemaaseh the poskim, the consensus of the poskim that Megillah shekosva isha is possible for use. And same applies also with regards to a cotton, a child. If he writes a If you write a Megillah, it's actually possible and you can't use it. The argument would be, so again, the Shaila, can a woman write a Megillah or not? Is it kosher or not? So the argument over here, mentioned over here, by Tzvi Pesach Frank, was the following. I'm quoting a posuk in the Megillah. Perek Tes, posuk Chav Tes, at the very end. These days of Purim, they are remembered and they are kept. Behold, over there. Mishpacha, mishpacha, medina, v'medina, everybody keeps and remembers the Megillah. And the days of Purim, they mustn't stop. V'zichrom lo yosuv mizarom. Posuk Chav Tes. V'tichtoiv Esther Amalka. And Esther Amalka wrote, Pasa Vichael, Omatcha Yehudi, Eskol Toikef, she wrote down all the incidents, Lekayim is a Geres Apurim, to establish the Geres Apurim as Oish Hashenis. So it says explicitly, Vatichtoiv Esther Amalka, Pasa Vichael, Omatcha Yehudi, Eskol Toikef, Lekayim is a Geres Apurim as Oish. It says explicitly that Esther Amalka wrote the Igeres, this letter, which is referring to the Megillah, she wrote it down together with Motcha. And the emphasis is, this is not a joke, because the Gemara Dashens from this very pasuk, the Gemara Dashens, some halachas, that he has to be like a Igeres, he has to be folded, and he mustn't be rolled. Some halachas with regards to the Megillah is actually learned from this very pasuk. So one could surely argue, the pasuk says, Vatichtoiv Esther Amalka, Esther wrote it. Well, if Esther wrote it, must be that it's okay for a lady to write. What do you tell about that? Isn't that a strong argument? Isn't that a strong argument?
The mass is not referring to the actual Megillah, is it?
Pardon?
It's not referring to the actual Megillah at that point, is it? Igeres,
Hazois, yes, it is.
It's referring to the actual Megillah.
Yeah.
Or the letter they sent around.
Yeah, so it's called, yeah. Good point. What do you say?
But it says.
Yeah, you started saying something? No, okay, yeah.
But it says that Mordecai also.
Yeah, together. Ah, is that what you want to say? Oh, good. Okay.
Maybe she dictated the word.
Good. That is exactly the taina that Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, you haven't got a proof from here. Because it could be Vatichtoiv Esther. If you actually dictate something to someone, it's also good you wrote it. So you don't have to actually have, you mustn't have, it could be she didn't actually physically write it. It could be she just dictated, she said what has to be written, how it should be written, but she didn't actually physically write it. So it could be that you haven't got a proof from here. Halach lemaisa, the post can say, however skillful the lady may be, however beautiful she may be writing, halach lemaisa, Megillah, which is written by a woman, is actually possible and you don't use it. Some of it, yes. Yeah. What are you quoting? Yeah, Leining Sivas Isha. The Kshere, yeah, you're right. He brings it over here. Leining Sivas Nevim Uksuvim. Yeah, he does bring that. Yeah, he brings some of the aid, yeah. Yeah, what about children? If you are, how is that? Because we all know that the fact is that when a sofer starts his career, he's going to start by writing a Megillah. That's the first thing they write, for various reasons, because it's a bit easier, we're going to see the halachas a little bit more lenient, there's no Shem Hashem, there's various reasons why the sofer start by writing the Megillah. By the way, they never start from Vayi B'mei Achashverosh. They never start from there. Do you know why? Because they assume that they're going to improve their skills over writing the Megillah. So everything you do, whenever you buy a Megillah, you always look at the Vayi B'mei Achashverosh. Yeah, but by then they're still a bit shmach. So they start in the middle, and by the time they reach the end, they're a bit more experienced, and then they start Vayi B'mei Achashverosh.
Can't you write it not to say that?
Pardon?
Right,
yeah, we'll get to that. So, Lemaisa, this is... We'll speak about that. So, Lemaisa, this is the halacha So what about if a child wants to start a Safus career, he's doing it very well, and he wants to develop his skills, and so can he write, can a cotton write the kosher Megillah? So, of course, he can use it, that's for sure. But is it a kosher Megillah to use? And the Maaseh with regards to Ketanim, the halacha is clear that it's possible. If a woman is, he has got some obligation, but however you're going to define the mitzvah of chinuch, it's his mitzvah, it's a parent's obligation to be mechanech. But the Maaseh, a child's Megillah is not kosher, but of course he can use it, of course, but it's not considered a kosher Megillah. Right, okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch.
So again, Seif Beis, Hoysuksuva la Nior, Oyal Oyl Sheinu Mum Ubot, if it was written on a paper, on leather, Sheinu Mum Ubot, leather which hasn't been processed, Oy Shekosva Akum, if a Goy wrote it, Oy Apikoyres, on Apikoyres wrote it, Psula, it's personal, we added Taloch again of a woman and a cotton as well. Vedino, Kesev Toira, She Leinin Hekev Gvil, Taloch is also the same as Hevetoyle with regards to Hekev Gvil. Do you know what Hekev Gvil is? Well, when did you start? You know, David, do you remember what Hekev Gvil is? You learned Hekev Gvil? The Hekev Gvil is a very important. Hekev Gvil is the halacha that when you write, it mustn't be touching, any of the neighboring letters. That's a psul. Hekev Gvil. It needs to be, it's literally what it means, is that it's surrounded by parchment. Hekev Gvil. It's surrounded by parchment. Letters. Every letter has to be in isolation, has to be identified as a clear letter, and you mustn't, it must be surrounded by gvil, by parchment, as opposed to touching another letter. So the same applies also with regards to Megillah. A Megillah must be kosher. V'dinok, as the Shulchan Aruch says, v'dinok asay v'toyle in hekev gvil. The same halachas apply then asay v'toyle with regards to hekev gvil. It needs to be completely kosher. And let's just see straight away the Mishnah Berurah on that. Hekev Gvil says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mchezak Gvil al kol ois. Every letter needs to be completely clear. Yeah, we've got new ones. Yeah, can you give out those ones? Yeah, have you got? Are they the new ones?
No.
Yeah, where are they? Yeah. So al kol ois says the Mishnah Berurah. Every letter needs to be v'chatroi trois. Chetin, this is referring to v'tliasahin v'kufin. So what this is referring to is that the ches is made out of a zayin and a vav. Two zayins, you're quite right. Yes. So it needs to be, the connection between two, that's what you're referring to. It needs to have exactly the same, it needs to be connected in the kosher way. Like a sefer Torah, v'tliyas hahein v'akufin. Also, with regards to the hay and the kuf, they need to be done exactly the same way than in the sefer Torah. V'kol kufos ha'oisis betzuroson. All the letters need to have the right shape, like in the sefer Torah. Uvechaseiros ve'yeseiros. And you mustn't have any chaseiros. And it's not the letters need to be complete. There must be anything missing. Well, let's just think about this for a minute. Is that really true? That nothing, that if something is missing, it's a problem. Is that really true? That if chaseros, yeseros, imagine you write a word with a mistake. Is that really a psul?
Not even a psul in a sefer Torah.
Some of them are, change, but let... Yeah, okay, even without going into that discussion, which is a good point. Is there really a problem? Imagine you have a letter missing, an important letter missing in the Megillah. Could that really be a problem? Exactly, quite right. It can't be such a big problem. It can only be a lechatchila because we learned, but yeah, but even if half, up to half the Megillah is missing, it's still kosher. So it's lechatchila. But the Shulchan Aruch says up to half, the Ramah says it in Yon Shalom. But certainly, chaseres and yeseres cannot be a ma'akev v'diavet. That's what the Gemara is going to teach us in a minute. V'gam tzorich lekosvo min haksav. There also, when a person writes the Megillah, he needs to write it, he needs to copy from a written text, even if he knows the Megillah by heart. He can't write the Megillah by heart. You always need to write it from a written text. V'lehoitzi kol mteivo mepiv kodim sheikosveno. And you need to actually say aloud every word before you're actually writing it. K'moi b'sefer Torah, like in a sefer Torah. V'oisin kol parshio yiseyo stumois, no chapters. Every parsha needs to be, it's like a letter, an igeres. Okay, I suppose nowadays you would make chapters, but an igeres, what the Torah means by igeres is that it's an ongoing text. An ongoing text you don't make like, but the Torah there's psuchos and stumos, there's some are chapters, some are closed, some are open, or via just ongoing text. V'imasam psuchos, psula, if you did open it up, then it's a psul. It's a psul, says the Mishnah Berurah. So says the Rama. Ubidiavet, however, Bidiavet, if you've written a Megillah which is not perfect, and lifts a Megillah Mishum Chaseros Vyseros, says the Rama, if the Megillah was written Chaseros and Yseros, it's actually kosher, Bidiavet, to lo Gora Mehishmit Basif Ois is the Ksheira. As we learned earlier, if somebody missed out letters altogether, it's still kosher. So certainly if he's missed out Chaseros and Yseros, he missed out single letters, that doesn't matter. If you miss out words, it's kosher. And certainly if you miss out letters, it's certainly kosher as well. Let me ask you a question though. Imagine somebody, I've seen that in Megillah, that says, Motche lo yichre velo yichre velo yishtachave. What's the lotion? Lo yichre velo yishtachave. Yeah? Lo yichre velo yishtachave. So loy means he didn't. He didn't bend down. Which is spelled? Lamed Aleph. And somebody wrote, Megillah, Loi Lamet Vav. Loi, to him. So it's quite different, isn't it? It's quite a difference. He either didn't bend down, or he bent down to him. Loi Yichre. Sounds the same. So is that Psal? Should be?
Yeah.
Of course, Psal Megillah.
No.
Seamus. Right.
No, but that's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's worse than wrong.
It's worse than wrong. It's worse than missing.
Yeah.
So the Maisa, the halacha is, although your point is written in the poskim, there is poskim who do get that approach, but the Mishnah's approach is not like that. The halacha is, if half of the Megillah is missing, is kosher, so certainly it can't be worse if you're making a mistake.
It can be, right?
Right, so some say that approach. Some say, but if you've got a whole Inyan Shalom missing, imagine, you've got a whole Inyan Shalom missing, you've got a whole line missing, and it's still kosher, so I can hear the argument, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that if you've got a whole line missing, it's still kosher. So if you write, Lo Yichre, you wrote it with a Vav, can't be worse, so it's still kosher. Do you agree?
No.
No, why? Let's hear. Come on.
Because the fact that you read need to be correct.
I must agree. I can hear it's a valid point, but we don't go that. The Maaser we paskin that it's okay. Yeah.
So the example you've given is that it sounds the same, but if you wrote it completely different, when you wrote Haman instead of Mordechai or something, would that be possible?
The Rama paskins that but Avid Yevad and Livsoil Megillah Mishum Chaseros VeYeseiros. The Rama paskins. The loy gara, it's no worse. Mehish me baasoy for oisiyos dikshera. If you're missing out words, it's kosher. So certainly chaseres veyeseiros. So that's how we baskin. That is what he baskins. Yeah.
In the middle of a word.
What do you tie in it? Based on what we're learning now, what do you think?
I don't know.
I think that it's going to be okay. I think it's going to be fine. It doesn't make sense. If it's missing, it's missing. It's also, I can hear.
When you've got something missing, so the Balkir is still, you assume the Balkir is still got to read it correctly. Once you start to hear something which is
We're not referring to the reading now. We're reading the actual
book. But once you put in a foreign item, so I understand something maybe which is on the Indian or something, or the extra letters and all that. When you put something extra in,
so you're saying Yeseros. Chaseros, if something, if a word is missing?
Chaseros is missing, to say it, obviously. And Yeseros would be an extra letter, but someone puts a whole extra postic in about
Bresh Borel Kim in the middle of the Megillah.
On holiday, whatever, it makes a shopping list.
You're saying that Lichoyra should be. Based on what? Why should Pasel the Megillah? Why? Because it's a foreign object. Is that the point?
I mean, it's not. You can't say it's no worse than missing something else.
You're saying that the
if then as far as it's no worse, then maybe this is worse.
Do you hear that, Rabbi Sai? What do you think?
I can hear both sides.
You can hear both sides.
Yeah.
I can hear. But the Maisa, the Poskim, that's how they paskin. The Maisa, the Loch, the Maisa, it's not going to be possible. It's not the Chatchila, but it's not possible. The Mishnah Berurah, let's just see a couple of Mishnah Berurahs here. The Mishnah Berurah, if Kot Ches didn't finish, Linyak of Gvil, Al Kol Ois, I'm going top of the page. Vuavdin Lekol, Dov Lochen Beinon, She Kol Shito Yisrael Shovin. Mishnah Berurah adds an important halacha. Mishnah Berurah says that It needs to be ending evenly. That's part of the halacha of it needs to be like I said. It needs to be ending evenly. So don't the line needs to be a straight line going down. Do you know what I mean? The end, the lines need to finish evenly. So you need to sometimes sofer needs to play around a bit with that. But the lines need to finish evenly. The Mishnah Berurah says that another halacha which is required is that you need to have the width of the line, you need to be able to write three times le mishpachoy seichem, which is quite a long word. You need to be able to fit that three times in one column. So you can't make the column shorter than that. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, as in any other Sefer Torah. Sifkot Nyud Gimel Psucha is Psula. So we learned that it's possible according to Ramah. If you made a Megillah Psucha, it's possible. For Tshuvas, Ramah Shemintz, Siman Yud Beis, Mefak Bebral Zed, Tshuvas Ramah Shemintz is not so sure about that. He's got a more lenient approach. Lachen Nirali, therefore it seems to me, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Yeshlis Mecholov, Bashasat Chak. So there is reason to be Mekel Bashasat Chak, if necessary. I do want to point out, Sifkot Nyud Dalet, because that's an important Mishnah Berurah, we're going to speak about that different times as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Nyud Dalet, when it defines Bedi Evet, what does Bedi Evet mean? We learned, Bedi Evet and Lifsel Megillim Shem Chaseres Ve'eseres, what does Bedi Evet mean? How do you define Bedi Evet? Post factum. Okay, but what does that mean? Bedi Evet to what? We're saying that Chaseres Ve'eseres is kosher Bedi Evet. What does Bedi Evet mean?
After you read or after you wrote?
She's saying that, let's say you could.
It's not really Bedi Evet, is it? If you're able to correct it.
She's saying that's not considered Bedi Evet.
Probably not.
Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nyud Dalet, and that's very important because we're going to see throughout the Shulchan Aruch in the Siman, and we're going to see the Lashon Bedi Evet. Mishnah Berurah teaches us over here on the first white line, Bedi Evet per shekva koroba. Bedi Evet refers to when he has read the Megillah. That's called Bedi Evet. In other words, Bedi Evet means if you have got an option for another Megillah, but that's the Megillah you've got, then you should try to seek another Megillah. Right? Don't say that's the, you know. He does end off saying, if you haven't got anything else, you can use that Megillah. But the word Bedi Evet, that's important for other Shulchan Aruch, that Bedi Evet means that you're only Yotze with a Megillah like that. Bedi Evet means, if you've read it, you don't have to go and read again. But if you've got alternative options, you should seek out for alternative options. Yeah. Okay, fine, we'll stop here.